This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
About Chelsea Janes, Washington Post, Talk Nats, name MLB. Real quick, Chelsea, while I got you, I thought the All-Star game and kind of the weekend surrounding it, pretty big success this year for MLB. Your thoughts?
Yeah, totally agree. I think that showed up in the ratings, and the All-Star game itself was certainly the most interesting I've seen in a really long time. So I think they've gotten onto something there.
What do you expect to see out of the Nationals in the second half? Is it really just watching the trade deadline and just seeing what James Wood and Mackenzie Gore and C.J. Abrams do, or are there any other storylines that you're following?
I think it'll be really interesting just to see who gets playing time, especially in the outfield, you know, as Dylan Cruz comes back. I think with, you know, Mike DiBartolo in charge, you know, and Miguel Cairo running the clubhouse now, it'll just kind of be interesting to see where their heads are at, and certainly in the case of DiBartolo, like who he sees as part of the future. And that'll also be true at the deadline. So I think, you know, just kind of be interesting to see how the people that are left in that front office are thinking about what they've got on that roster.
Will there be a way to kind of see the influence of DiBartolo and company kind of at this short order at the trade deadline rest of the way? Or is it really the proof going to be in the pudding heading into the offseason for us out here in the public?
I think the proof was ultimately in the pudding, because I'm assuming that they'll get a lot of prospect type guys, you know, for some of these pieces. And, you know, there was always sort of a sense that, you know, Riz had done well in trades, and you can tell that right away. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what DiBartolo does. Does he trade Gore? Is he going to be super aggressive? You know, stuff like that. But I think you'll have a sense of if something's different, you know, judging by the kind of guys they're able to get for the guys they have.
I saw the column that you had retweeted today from Thomas Boswell basically saying that the learners have to pony up or they need to sell the team. Which do you think is more likely?
Neither, but I think that in the short term, they might be a little bit of flexibility with the roster if they feel things are going in the right direction, just because it's very hard for me to see them making a decision on the asset as a whole before the, you know, next collective bargaining agreement and labor unrest.
So let's get to that, Chelsea. That's kind of a thing that hadn't been on many fans' radars. Up until maybe now is when kind of the second half of this year, and you realize you're less than a season and a half away from a potential pretty significant work stoppage. Where are we at on that? What are the central issues, and is it as bad as people are kind of perceiving?
I think it's as bad as everyone is perceiving. The Major League Baseball owners have decided, and I think rightfully so, that they have to figure out how to handle the disparity between teams like the Dodgers and teams like the Pirates. You know, it's just, it isn't a hopeful situation for a lot of teams right now, you know, in smaller markets. So how do you do that? Well, the obvious way is a salary cap. The union has always and hung its hat on being the only union that has never surrendered a salary cap, and I think is willing to go a really long way to keep them from getting one, simply so that they can say that they have for no other reason. And so I think the owners are going to try that, but I think the owners also disagree on the best way to handle this. So they're going to be figuring out what to propose, how long to wait on something like a cap. It's I think going to be pretty ugly, but also very complicated, because I think the owners aren't in lockstep either in the smaller and bigger markets.
How much does that affect things on the day to day? Like if you're trying to re-sign a guy to a long-term deal, which I don't know that the Nationals are necessarily in that market, but say they were trying to re-sign a Mackenzie Gore, how much does that play into some of these decisions with the impending work stoppage?
I think pretty significantly. I think maybe more significantly than we've ever seen before. My understanding is that Vladimir Guerrero Jr., for example, who signed a $500 million contract this year, structured it in such a way that accounted for, okay, maybe it's going to be kind of a different year in 2027. So I think teams that are looking to make long-term decisions will be thinking about it. And I think a team like the Nationals, who's weighing, do we sell, you know, stuff like that, might say, okay, let's just see how the financial landscape looks after this negotiation, because it could change things and make things look more favorable or much worse than before.
Chelsea, apologies if I missed your take on it, but what did you make of the Nats kind of surprising a lot in the industry and taking Eli Willett's first overall?
You know, it seems like they had a plan. It didn't feel like a move that Mike Rizzo necessarily would have made if left to his own devices. Certainly isn't the kind of thing he had done in the past. So it felt different. It felt like a kind of a fresh approach. And I think, you know, if they can sign the guys they got behind him, I think they're going to be, you know, considered to have had a really strong draft.
Chelsea, appreciate the time. Great insight as always.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.